Well, let's go to Michigan now, where Senator Kamala Harris is spending part of the day making one final case to residents of Detroit to get out and vote. Voters in Michigan have already cast 3.1 million votes leading up to Election Day, and another 2 million are expected to vote in person today. Michigan, of course, is a contested state that in 2016, President Trump won by just under 11,000 votes. And today, law enforcement is on high alert. According to a recent report from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, Michigan is one of the top five likeliest states to experience election-related violence. And in cities like Detroit, big box stores like Marshall's are already bracing for unrest by boarding up windows and limiting store hours. For more, let's bring in Detroit Police Chief James Craig. Chief, thank you so much for joining us on what I'm sure is a very busy day for you.
Yeah, very busy. Thanks, Tanya, for having me on today. But very optimistic. This is going to be an uneventful day, other than people are going to come out on this beautiful Detroit fall day and vote.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about this. So I know a big effort is underway to make certain that people can cast their ballots safely. But this is a potentially fraught issue in Michigan. The courts have ruled people are allowed to bring their guns with them to the polls. And some believe the show of firearms could be seen as a form of voter intimidation. What's the protocol in place if you get reports of voter intimidation at the polls?
Well, certainly, if we get any reports, and so far I'm getting hourly reports, and I'm going to be out going to different polling locations around the city. We've got no reports, but certainly if, in fact, we get a call regarding voter intimidation or voter suppression, we'll take appropriate action.
It's great to hear that you're optimistic and you received no intelligence that there is something happening later today, because we do know that there were these far right extremist groups like the ones who were plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer last month. I want to talk with you, though, about some of the protocols and steps that many places in Detroit are taking in light of what they expect to be violence later on in the day. So stores like Marshall's are boarding up their windows. This is happening throughout the country as people brace for potentially violent demonstrations. They're just not confident that police can keep them safe. Have you seen an election before where this is such a concern?
I can say I probably haven't seen an election in my professional career with this kind of concern. However, and I'll go back into the 10 weeks of protests, and I might remind you that Detroit really was a beacon, a bright light in this country, where many cities that were burning, there was looting, violent protests nightly in some cities. That didn't happen here in Detroit. This community supports this police department, and they don't want to see any violence. And certainly if there is any inciting of violence, more than likely it'll come from outside agitators, like what we saw over the 10 weeks. But I'm telling you, we are not hearing it. And so far, polls have been open since 7 o'clock. We're not seeing it. And we're going to have a great day today in Detroit.
The polls in Michigan close at 8 p.m. tonight, and unlike other states that started counting absentee ballots early, Michigan is only allowed to start today, despite receiving three times as many absentee ballots than in the past. How will you ensure a sustained atmosphere of calm as the election workers do their job?
We'll be visible. We certainly won't be sitting at locations, but we'll be visible, and if necessary, we will respond in.
We know that earlier this year, as much as 20% of your force was out due to coronavirus concerns. You yourself actually contracted the virus. Do you feel you have enough staff, not only for today, but just looking to the future about the status of your department and what you want to be for Detroiters, the agency that they call when they feel like they need help?
Absolutely. You know, at one point in March, April, this department was ravaged by COVID, as you pointed out. I'm a COVID survivor, along with 380 members of the police department. We were able to make some adjustments from our support units, and we never lost traction in providing services to the community. So I know the capabilities of this organization.
Mm-hmm. Any final words for Detroiters today?
Enjoy this beautiful fall day. If you haven't voted, get out and vote. That's it.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.